Okay, we're starting on page Kuf Nun Hei Win Simon, Shin Chof Gimel, Se'if Ches. Page Kuf Nun Hei, Simon, Shin Chof Gimel, Se'if Ches. Shulchan Aruch on the top says, Kois she'shase boy eni Yehudi mutal adichoy ledivrei hakol. If a non-Jew drank from your cup, from a cup of wine, all agree you're allowed to wash the cup on Shabbos. What's this all about? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. It says, Kotlan Lamed Zayin. She'shase boy v'chulei, the goy drank from it. What did he drink? Yayin. He drank wine. Even though without, if you didn't rinse this cup, you'll be also to use the cup, because when a goy drinks from the wine, he now makes it yayin nefech, where it's prohibited wine, also bahana. But even though he's rinsing it and making it, and by rinsing he's made it usable, that's not called a tikkun, that's not called a fixing of the kli. The haguf hakli hetahu, because the actual cup is permitted. Yain oisre, it's the wine that's inside that makes the whole thing prohibited, but it's not the kli. You haven't done anything to the kli. So when you receive that, when you remove that wine, you haven't fixed the kli. You've just taken away the thing that meant that you can't use it. Like just removing a repulsive thing, you haven't actually changed the item itself, and therefore it's not a tikkun, and that's why it's permitted. But if you know you won't be using that cup today, as we already learned, we learned that earlier, that if you have no plans to use a cup, you're planning on not drinking anymore, then there's no reason to wash the cup, and it will be prohibited. But you can carry it in it the way it is now, with the remnants of wine from the goy inside the cup. You'll have to carry that around. And even if there are little pieces of bread that the goy dipped in his wine in the cup, so you now got a whole mush at the bottom of wine and bread, you're still allowed to move the cup. It's not mukzah. And it's not, the cup is not considered to be a support for a prohibited item, which we learnt in the past. Because the pieces of bread are considered, the crumbs that are considered to be bottled, are considered to be nullified, in contrast to the cup itself. It's like putting I think we discussed at the time, when you put a 1 cent coin, is that what they call them? On a big dining room table, you don't say that the table becomes the bosses to the coin, the rashba. You don't say such a thing, because how does this minor irrelevant thing make such a big difference in the big picture? And here, on the contrary, here you've got a cup which is significant, you've got a little bit of like mush, horrible mess here, like garbage basically, that can't prohibit the cup. I can't make the cup into a bosses. Okay, Kozer B'Tumas Adeshen. Ve'ein Levatel Issa B'Shabbos. That one is not allowed to negate Issa on Shabbos. You can't do Bittel Issa on Shabbos, we explain. Ve'ein Lechatikun Godwin Issa, because there's no greater improvement than cancelling out Issa on Shabbos. So, meaning to say, what would be a simple case of Bittel Issa? If you had, I'll give a good example, if you had a little piece of meat that was treif, and you throw it into a whole container full of pieces of meat, and say, well, now it's bottle in the all the other meat. Now, we're not allowing you to do this generally, but we're going to discuss that. But the idea is that's a wonderful tikkun, because you've just made sure you can eat all of it now, right? So we'll see about the, okay, we're going to bring the principles now. But after Yehudea, Simon Saites Sevob, Bahagot, Sirole, there are more holds over there in Yehudea. The Af Bechol Ein Levato Shum Issa, Lohisa Ola Ola Shishim, Afilo Imhu Issa Duabonon, that Shishim, right? You're not allowed to add, to make Shishim, even if the Issa is Duabonon. So let's say you've got, I think I'll give an example, Bittel B'Shishim. What would be Bottle B'Shishim? I don't know. The classic example, milk and meat maybe. So you had, let's say you had, it wouldn't work anyway, but let's say you had a bit of milk fell into some chicken soup. So it's drabonon issa or bas of a cholov. So you say, you know what, there's not enough chicken soup here to cancel the small amount of milk, so I'll keep adding chicken soup to it from somewhere until I now have 60 amount, measures of chicken soup, can I get the milk? Right, that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to cancel. You can't go ahead and keep adding chicken soup to now thereby negate the milk there. It's an issa to do so, according to the Rama. Mikom okim nafkam minis. So then you say, well, over here, you can't even do it in a weekday. What's the chiddush on Shabbos? You can't do it. Mikom okim nafkam minis le'inyan yavish b'yavish and it's aruf chad b'trei. And nafkam minis will be in a case when you have different dry items, not liquids, and they're mixed. 1 to 2, which means you have a majority of goods, if you have a majority of something that's kosher, with a minority of something which is not kosher. Right, you've got 60% this, 40% this, or whatever it is, two-thirds, one-third, right? So you have a majority of kosher, and now we say, even though there is a minority of Israel in this case, of these two types of dry items got mixed together, but since you have a majority of the kosher, you're allowed to then, even on a weekday, to add to the kosher aspect, part of it, to end up being 60 times the Issa. Right? It was 2-1, and you want to make it 60-1. So you can keep adding to the, because it was already bottled on a certain level in bottle baroi, right? Bottle the majority. So if you keep adding to the permitted one until it becomes 60-1 instead of 2-1, that will be permitted to be able to then go ahead and cook it. Because it used to be a deisimon kuf tes. Means the bittul already happened on a level of 2-1. All you're doing is increasing the bittul to 60-1. You can do that during the week. Over Shabbos, the Yom Tov awesome, but the Chiddush of Asif is to say that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't do that. Not Asif, but the Chiddush we learned in the translation is you can't do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Asif mentioned the Mikri Matakin, because there is a fix being done here, because you're now making it permitted to use. The Hecha de Miklei Kali Isur Shari. So, the Hecha de Miklei Kali Isur Shari. Kumash Kosa Simon Tof Kuf Zion Sif base. And if the Issa, I think it's around Issa, a light type of Issa, then that will be permitted. Meaning it's a drabon on Issa here, so that is permitted. Okay, we'll leave that. All right. Mumuta Lashaya Shishim. You're also allowed to make the cheshbon of is it 60 parts or not, because again, we the idea of making calculations and measures and that type of thing might usually be us on Shabbos. Here it's okay. Afilu nis'arev be'erev Shabbos, and I don't like ad Shabbos, even if it got mixed up before Shabbos and you just didn't know until Shabbos, but the mixing has already taken place before Shabbos, but then it's okay to make the calculation on Shabbos. But dafka l'shaya b'dasam maya eina. But when we say you can make the calculation, we mean kind of evaluate, estimate based on what it looks like. Halimdoid loy, but to actually measure out to see whether it's 60 times, that will not be allowed. So even if you know the size of the issa that fell in, you can measure it, and you say, well, I'm now going to measure the volume of the heter and see if it worked. That is not allowed to actually make a measure. The afal gav to medida b'mitzah shor, even though it's true that measuring for the sake of a mitzah is permitted. Hacha nira k'matakin ba'isa ma'isa b'yadayim. Here it looks like an improvement, a fix, because you're doing a physical act over here. And is much worse over here because you're thereby making it mutter through this physical act. That's no good. Okay, kasa magan avam, the yavish be yavish. When you have two dry items and it mixed 2-1, we have a majority of heter against a minority of issa. Mutter lashlich echar mehem lahatir achirim. So you got 2-1, you're allowed to throw out one of them to make the others permitted. Meaning, let's say you have two kosher pieces of meat, small pieces of meat, and one non-kosher piece of meat. So you can't eat all of them, even though we've got a majority of heter. But if you throw out one of them, you don't know which is which. You throw out one of them, then that'll be okay. Again, don't take it as halacha l'maaseh. I'm just saying, I'm giving just a kind of example to show, you know, to sabre that isn't what? It's already mixed together. But now you want to take out a symbolic one to say, I'm not eating, when I eat all three, I'm not, if you eat all three, you're definitely eating issa. So if you eat two and taking out one, then symbolically you've taken out the issa, even though, of course, you know which one is which. But since it's bottom baroi, that's okay. Again, without getting to those particular details on what type of meat it is, whatever it might be, or the size, I said, I'm not getting to that now. But that will be okay. Why? Taking out one and discarding it to permit the others will be okay. To came into Eina Ela Chumma Ba'alma, since it's only a mere stringency to discard one of them, because as long as it's not all going to be eaten by one person, it's okay. So here you wouldn't really need to take one out as long as you distribute the three pieces among to different people. But therefore, we allow you to do it because it's not a real tikkun. Okay, sakin trefa, a trefa knife. Meaning a knife is used to cut trefas, hot trefas, whatever. In moitzer or shchita knife that was used to shecht an animal as a trefa. In moitzer lachteich boi lechem. Let's say you want to take that knife as a trefa knife and cut bread with it. Because we were saying the boi hadocha, and it's cutting cold things. So what would it need? It would need hadocha, rinsing. But the mashma shivshiv heitev loy hadocha. That you can't just rinse it. Here you actually have to rub it, and since you have to kind of rub it to get off the grease, or to get off the non-kosher fat, that would not be allowed to be done on Shabbos. The havikum attacking, because then you're really kind of fixing the knife. Okay, Sif Tes in the Shulchan Aruch. Mutter leshafshef hakelim b'chol dava. One's allowed to rub kelim, utensils, you know, different types of, what do they call them? Utensils or containers, whatever it might be, or different types of kelim. You can rub them with anything. Chutz mikle kesev begaltigan. Begaltigan. You can't use galtigan to rub silver. What is galtigan? Shehu shimri yayin. It's sediment of wine. Kashinis yabshu and iskashu. That's dried out to become hard. And you use that to rub the silver. Why can't you use that on Shabbos? Mepnei shehu memachik lekle kesev shehu rach. Because it's smooth. It actually takes off a thin layer of silver. Silver is soft and malleable, and when you rub it with these dried sediment, it actually smooths the surface, and that's why it's asa, the malacha of mamachi. Sifkon lamad ches mishnah bura b'chol davar. You're allowed to rub a kli with anything. Afila b'neseh b'chol. Even with neseh, there's a word for it in English. I can't what it is. A certain type of cleansing agent, or using sand. You can even use those. Kishiyiched. When is that? Kishiyiched lahem makoim. You designate a particular space for these items. Stump sand is mukza. So if you set aside a certain place for sand you're going to use for this, that will be okay. And same thing with this nese. V'nira d'dafka k'shay ha'chol mugubal b'mayim me'er Shabbos. Only though if the sand was already mixed with water, mixed up with water before Shabbos. Or shalakir ata choyol b'li tavos mayim. Or you just take the sand without taking water. Or lehefech, or the other way around, k'shay noisen hal b'mayim, or you just put so much water into the sand, shalay yistabik klal b'hachol echa l'chaveiro, that the sand should not end up sticking together at all because it's so watery. All of those cases are okay. Why? Di lav hachi yesh b'zeh mashim chashash lisha l'kam poiskim. A number of poiskim say that to add water to sand and you're going to now use it to wash your dishes or whatever, that is an issa of lisha. Just adding the water is an issa of lisha. K'mar le'el simen chen chof alav, Mishnah Berurah, as we learned earlier. Can we throw machlekes about that? It's just adding the water or is it mixing? You're adding the water, but according to a number of poiskim that might the issa of leisha. Ayla come on, so simon shin chavav, the yuchali kach hachol, the adayim, with two voice. The solution is a little bit, is what we're going to learn later in shin chavav, is you can pick up this dry sand with wet hands, and that will be a way of getting it a bit moister. V'afal pisha, efshashit tegar v'havi b'machi, even though it could be that it's going to, when you use the sand, whatever, to rub a kli, you might end up smoothing the kli, possibly. But it's not a certain thing. Sorry, it's not. It's an unintended act, and it won't necessarily happen. If you use this sediment that dried out, and you use that, you rub that on silver, that certainly will smooth it, and therefore you're definitely doing issa. An unintended act that's certainly going to happen is asa on Shabbos. The Ma'aril said you're not allowed. Apparently, people do this to wash glass with shibboleth shual, with oats. Right? You're not allowed to wash it with oats to make it shine, to make it like bright and polished. Besach tam lama, and you need to understand why. We're not smoothing. What's going on here? Why should it be asa? Why would the Ma'aril say you can't wash glass with oats? Esher desirulate the dafkala adiha kelim shiu nakiim shari avaloi lad siroi. You could say that his problem is that it's only permitted to wash dishes, but you're not actually able to come to make them shine and polished. But and maybe that's the problem over here with the glass. But it's doichek, the difficult answer. He's not happy with the answer. Okay, sifkon lamates chutz mikle chesev. The only thing you're not allowed to rub on Shabbos is silverware using galtikon, this dried sediment. But to use this sediment to rub other kelim is okay because they're not soft. Fifth cotton mem. The problem is with the silver is it's going to be smoothed. For this reason, you're also not allowed to sharpen a knife on Shabbos. Even if you're not using like a special millstone, like a special knife sharpener, rak be'etz, you're just using like wood to do it. The daimel mamachik, that's like the malach mamachik, that you're smoothing by sharpening the knife, you're kind of smoothing it, like it's like smoothing the metal, and that's why it's asa. And finally for today, sif yud, which is the last sif in the simon. Ein chayfefin kelim b'melach. You're not allowed to chayfef, like to rub kelim rub kelim using salt. Lefisha melach nimche kishe chayfef b'chavka, because when you rub it forcefully, the salt is going to exactly melt, disappear. It's going to be worn, and I don't know if the word is dissolve over here because there's no liquid, but what?
Liquefy,
maybe. You're going to, you know, basically get rid of the salt and turn it into dissolved. Yeah, it's okay. There's no liquid here to dissolve it, but yeah. Let's see. Sifkaton mem aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Melach nimche, because the salt just kind of dissolves. It's like the case we learned earlier. Simon Shinchov siftes, the idea of you're not allowed to crush snow or hail, ice, and turn it into liquid. In Shamatam Mishnah, we said over there, we gave a couple of reasons. That way, it's like creative act, because you're turning into something different, problem of noilad, or perhaps the problem you might come to squeeze food. We gave two reasons over there, basically. That's what the poskim write. It's only literally to rub the salt on these kelim, which is asa, avam muta, litena melech lamayim, shemediach bahem. What you can do is add salt to the water with which you're washing the kelim. Even though it's just going to kind of dissolve automatically in the water, of course, when you drop the salt in, and that's permitted, just like we find over there in Shinchav Aleph, we learned the muta letena sheleg l'seicha mayim. You're allowed to add snow or ice, or whatever, to water. Even though it's going to naturally dissolve in there, of course, there's no problem because it's not visible, it's not active, and it is permitted. Same thing over here. You can put salt into the water, and that's going to help you to wash the dishes, apparently, and that's okay. Just don't have it dry and rub the dishes with it, because that will be a problem of nimche, of making it dissolve. Outcome.